Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
And now the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorman. And Randy, this morning we're looking at how businesses, small business owners specifically, are responding to the challenges of reopening now after weeks of shutdown due to the coronavirus pandemic.
Yes, Beth, this was an interesting survey that Paychex, our locally based company, which of course does business all over the country, completed recently. It was actually taken in mid-May of about 300 randomly selected small and medium-sized businesses. It shows that nearly two-thirds of them, 63%, feel the worst of the impact on their operations from this pandemic is behind them. Those optimistic numbers encouraging to Paychex officials like Mike Trabold. He is the company's director of compliance. He says that even with that optimistic number, the owners of the small and medium-sized businesses still have a lot of questions about what their businesses will look like going forward.
Even something as basic as the number of employees that clients are paying are all on the upswing, not dramatically, but are going up. So although there's still uncertainty out there, understandably, starting to, again, be a little bit more optimistic.
And Trabold says as of mid-May, nearly half of the business owners surveyed said they were fully open and operational. Another 42% were open on a limited basis. And some states like New York continue to reopen business on a limited basis. Of course, we're in phase two right now. And Trabold says the business owners have questions that Paychex is trying to help them answer when it comes to talking with their clients.
What do I have to do in terms of cleaning and disinfecting the workplace? Can I open a cafeteria? All those types of things. We talk to a lot of businesses, and you know, the more information they have, the better able they are to get their heads around it and react to it.
And again, I should point out that according to Paychex, this survey doesn't show that they think everything is just fine here going forward. Still some caution out there. In fact, the survey from Paychex shows that 4 in 5 business owners are somewhat or very concerned about a possible second wave of infection. On the issue of jobs at small businesses and elsewhere, the latest monthly unemployment numbers are out from the state labor department. The Rochester region saw a steep increase in the jobless rate in April, as did many regions around the state. The unemployment rate for Rochester for the metro area, nearly 15%, compared to a 3.7% unemployment rate a year ago. The number of unemployed people in the Rochester area rose by more than 55,000 over the last year to nearly 75,000 individuals who were unemployed last month. Statewide, the jobless rate also very high at 14.5%. The Simon School of Business at the University of Rochester recently naming a new dean. Shavin Yeltukin has been a professor of economics and senior associate dean of education at the Tepper School of Business at Carnegie Mellon University. Yeltukin takes over for Dean Andrew Ainsley. He had been dean for 6 years. Yeltukin begins as the Simon School dean on July 1st. Roberts Wesleyan partnering with FLCC, Finger Lakes Community College, a program that will enable the students there to complete a bachelor's degree and become a certified teacher in a 21-month, one-night-a-week format. It is geared toward dual certification for both general and special education in grades 1 through 12. Wegmans tells us they're taking a bit more measured approach to the new store openings. The company still does plan 3 new store openings this year, including in Harrison, New York, downstate, as well as in North Carolina and Virginia. They're committed to those, but the dates have not been determined yet. Wegmans putting out a statement last week saying that while they love the excitement of an opening morning, they cannot have the usual celebration, you know, where folks kind of line up there, that because of the pandemic. All 3 stores, they say, will open with online ordering and curbside pickup and delivery. And Monroe Muffler Brake closing some stores as part of its overall strategy. The Rochester-based chain does business in 32 states. They had fourth quarter earnings results last week, and they show that 6 stores have already closed. They'll close another 36 over the next fiscal quarter. They say that's not a response to the coronavirus. These were mainly underperforming stores. They saw a net loss last week of $3.8 million, partly due to COVID-19 and also milder than usual winter weather in the northern markets. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.